Let's go and chat with one of those, Adrian Bott. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. I don't know whether you're back in Sydney or not, but if you are, you wouldn't have seen much of track work this morning.
I was there, but I saw absolutely nothing. So,
it was the morning where the track work riders could have got away with a little bit quicker or slower.
Yeah, no, amazingly everything seemed to be perfect this morning. So hopefully we can just get on this flight and get up to Queensland. Hopefully no delays.
Okay, are you there or are you still driving there?
Heading up this morning. So just on an early flight heading up.
Okay, well, I hope they're not running late due to the fog, mate. But here's Duff.
A few runners in Sydney, Adrian. You got statuesquely. Look, she's got a bit of guts about her by the look of things.
Yeah, that's probably her best quality. She's one of the most genuine fillies we've got. You can see just sticking her head out and having a real crack. And that'll take her a long way. And it's a big step up for her again today. And mindful that she's had a few quick runs in succession. And look, she did get her own way there. Her own way in front last time, which allowed Adam to probably take off a bit early. And whether she gets that same easy time in front today, I think it might be a bit more difficult for her. She's a little bit untested in the ground, but I can't fault the way she's come through that last start. She's a nice progressive type, and I think she'll be suited by the step up and trip. But she's versatile enough in the run. She doesn't necessarily have to be leading today either.
Can Frenzied bounce back in the same race?
Look, I was disappointed with his run last start. I thought he was in really great shape going into that run. I'm happy to be forgiving her that run just because how well he was going into that. Whether he just raced a little bit too close to the speed, there was a fair amount of pressure in that particular race, and whether that was an excuse or not. He's one that might endure the conditions today and can hopefully bounce back for us.
Your other runner in Sydney is Call Me Royal. She deserves to win. This looks a lovely race for her.
Yeah, look, I think it's fair to say she'd be our best chance for the day and gets the right conditions. She's carried weight against two nice progressive horses that I think she's bumped into at her last two starts. And she's been very game in both of them, making the running and expected to do so again today. That's her natural asset, just that natural speed sort of. Been a little bit in two minds as to whether she's been looking for a little bit further or not, but this is a nice race to try and capitalise and take that opportunity, giving another run at the 1200, get that little bit of weight relief, and she's one that I think will really excel in the conditions today, so I think she's a great chance for us.
Up here at Eagle Farm, you got Ready to Profit in the first. She was terrific, fighting hard off that after doing a bit of work the other day.
Yeah, look, I thought it was still an excellent run. They're second up, even though she went down. There was a lot of pressure in the race. She gave a good kick. It was just out on her feet a bit there late. So I think she finds a nice race today. It's probably where she can get the favourable run up on the speed. And she's going great. She's thrived since she's been up there. The form around is, I think, well and truly been frank. So it's a nice race for her.
Mm. Contempatiro, be nice to see her reproduce that good first up win.
Yeah, we're just giving her a bit of time between runs just to keep her fresh at that 1400-metre trip. And she's had a bit of time up in Queensland just to settle in. And I thought her work on Tuesday morning up there was excellent. She's obviously a classy individual for us. And again, another one where the form out of that race has been stood up really well. So I think it's a nice race for her. She matched nicely. I think she won't be far off the speed once again. Just the question with her is she can get a little hot pre-race, and hopefully that was just her first run there in Australia at Scone. I know she got well above herself there, and if she can keep herself nice and relaxed at Eagle Farm today, it'll be it'll certainly take her a long way. I think she's certainly on an upward curve for us.
So listeners and viewers shouldn't be fazed by the month between that you've. I know many of you were hoping to get to the Stradbroke, but you're happy enough with everything the month between.
Yeah, well and true. I think she's done plenty of work in between, but also she's her form overseas. She's got over further. We just wanted to ensure that we kept enough speed in her legs for the 1400-metre trips, because there's no doubt she'll. She can get further, and we'll appreciate that in time. But we're just trying to be mindful of keeping her on the fresh side. So just off that, it was such a big performance first up, and having a while off the scene, we just didn't want to travel up to Queensland and give her the quick backup in succession. So hopefully with the months in between, it's just the right amount of time to let her get up there and settle in and hopefully reproduce what she did first up for us.
You finished with Sa Sun in the JJ. You put a set of blinkers on him today. He should give a sight.
Yeah, look, I think he's been running well. Would like to have seen him produce a little bit more for us there the last start. But look, he's trained on really well since that particular run. His work on Tuesday again was excellent. So he seems to be peaking at the right time for us. I guess the mile's a little bit of an unknown, but we've always had a gut feeling that he would get it. The blinkers, yeah, just to find that probably length extra that he's needed to. I think he's carrying the right, he's coming through the right form line into the race. He just needs to find that length or two extra on what he's done these on his runs, his preparation. But I think it's well and truly there.
They're the three here. Is this the first time you've taken horses to the Gold Coast and based them there, trained them there? Have you normally come to Brisbane?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably in the last 4 years we've been based at the Gold Coast.
Okay, righto.
We always used to be at Brisbane when there was when they were building the new stables and the construction was going on. It was a little bit difficult to get the space, so that's when we sort of moved down to Queensland, down to the Gold Coast, sorry, and just got the routine there. It's worked well the last few years, so no need to change just yet.